You're listening to Coffee with Innovate Finance, where we speak with experts from the industry on the changing face of financial services and the future of fintech and financial innovation. I am Rashi Pandey, Associate Director of Membership and Growth, and I'm very pleased to be joined by David Henderson, who's the Head of Pensions at Penny. David brings a wealth of expertise in revolutionizing retirement planning through Penny's innovative approach. So, David, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
So, can you give us a bit of a background of what your own personal career journey has been like?
Yeah, sure. I think my career is probably like a lot of people that I didn't decide to work in pensions or financial services, but I started in that about 20 years ago. I had a friend who was working at a company in Bristol who said, "Look, come and work for this company. It's really impressive. The two founders are there, and I think it's going to go places." So I applied for a job there. Got it. The company is Hargreaves Lansdown, and the two founders were impressive. And I worked there for around about 20 years. So I started off on the pensions help desk. So you would literally turn up on the first day, read a guide, and you'd be on the phone in the afternoon speaking to clients, which these days would not happen and rather daunting at the time. But it was a great experience. You'd be speaking to, on some days, over 100 clients a day about pensions, about retirement, about their options, different levels of understanding as well. So it's really good grounding to understand client needs, understand the business. And it gave me a good stepping stone to progress in the business. So I worked from there as from starting on the pensions help desk to running the help desk, so handling all client contact that came in. I worked across the business in advice and workplace pensions, and eventually took on the role of head of pensions. So in charge of the pensions division across the business. So everything from marketing, strategy, contact, compliance, everything. And I absolutely love that job. I did that for a few more years. And then at the time, HL were having, like a lot of companies, having trouble recruiting in the tech side of things. It's taken far too long to backfill opportunities. So we looked at the option of an overseas venture, so an overseas tech hub. And we set ourselves a remit of Ireland to India, basically, and eventually decided on Warsaw and Poland. So I set up HL Tech, which was Hargreaves Lansdown's first and still only overseas operation. And we recruited about 100 people there to help basically take the business to the next stage of growth, to help make it scalable, to help look at their existing core platforms and new technologies, and to build a transformation program that's still in place now. I left HL about 2 years ago. Because when I was in Warsaw, I sort of scratched an itch. I saw what was going on there in terms of fintechs and startups. And I left HL 2 years ago to start working with those types of companies, so early stage fintech startups. And that's how I came to work for Penny.
That's quite interesting. And I love how you said, like most of us who, end up doing things, I'm one of them as well, who didn't decide to start working in fintech and it just so happened.
Yeah, no one's
And
at school saying they want to work in pensions.
I know. For our listeners who obviously, who might not know who you guys are, what you guys do, kind of solutions you provide, how would you describe what Penny does?
So Penny basically finds and transfers your pensions, so lost pensions, into one simple account. So in the UK, we've actually got quite a big problem. And it comes about as a result of something called auto-enrollment. So around about 10 years ago, the government introduced something called auto-enrollment, which meant that everyone would be enrolled into a pension scheme. The employer would pay into that, they would pay into that, and you basically get them on track for retirement and get them engaged in pension savings. So one part of that, really successful, more than 10 million people now enrolled in a pension scheme. The downside, or the sort of unintended consequence of that, is as people change jobs more and move from company to company, I think the average tenure these days is about 3 years, probably less for younger people. They have all these pension pots scattered everywhere. And sometimes the individual doesn't even know that it's their money. They don't realize they've been enrolled into a pension scheme. And sometimes these amounts can be, say, 200, £500. Sometimes it can be 10,000, £20,000, depending how long you've been with that company. And we think it's really important that people understand that the money is theirs, that they have a right to it, and they should be able to move it into a scheme of their choice. And they might want to do that with other schemes that they're already aware of, or schemes that they want to or make new payments into it. And that's what we want to do. We want to help people find all those lost pensions, put them in one place, and then take that journey from there going forward. I mean, in the UK, I mentioned this is quite a big problem. In the UK, there's 27 billion in lost pensions out there. So that's about almost 3 million pots, forgotten pots. And I think it's increased by about 75% in the last 4 years. So it's a big problem. It's only increasing. And as I said, younger people kind of have more issues around this because they change jobs more frequently. So it's something that we think is a really big problem. Not enough people know where their pensions are invested, how they're invested. So this is just the first stage to saying, look, the money's yours. It's you're entitled to it. Put it in one place where you can see it, you can manage it. And that's the first step to creating a better path to retirement.
That's amazing. And, you know, furthermore, can you provide us with that insight into Penny's, you know, what's your mission and its unique approach to transforming retirement planning?
Yeah, I guess our unique approach is to make it simple. And this is often said in financial services. People talk about jargon, people talk about complex user journeys. But really, that is what we're trying to do. We're trying to make it easy for people to understand their pensions, cutting out the jargon. I mean, we used to have a phrase at my old company was, would your granny understand it? So make sure it's as simple as possible to understand. And we've done things like that in the app when we're designing the user journey to just change the wording from something very simple to, instead of saying complete your nomination form, change it to what happens when I die and explain it in simple terms that we'd use if you're speaking to someone face to face. So cutting out the jargon, making the user journey much simpler, much quicker. We are app only, which means that everything is done in the app, obviously, but that makes it a lot simpler for our users as well. And we can send them notifications. We keep them informed of the journey. So our approach really to make our uniqueness and our mission is to make pensions simpler, easier to follow and understand, and ultimately more enjoyable. Your pension is going to be one of the biggest assets you ever own. So having engagement and having it at the tip of your fingers for your app, all of that is part of what we want to do.
I mean, the example you gave was very grim, but it's very relatable as well, right? Like at the end of the day, why do you have these, you know, jargons? I mean, I love the fact that you guys have simplified things. And my next question to you is, you know, how do you achieve this mission of, you know, making pension planning enjoyable? Because like you said, we don't really think about it. So what distinguishes Penny's offerings from traditional pension schemes?
Yeah, I guess the question would be to anyone listening is, have you ever tried to transfer a pension? And if ever, anyone has tried to do that, or have you ever tried to track down a pension and then transfer it? And I've actually tried this with my partner at the moment because her previous employer was taken over. So she gave me all the paperwork. I was trying to do it. And I've spent over a day trying to track down her pension for her and speak to these various companies. And this is a big problem for people. What we're trying to do is make it clearer, make it quicker. So our tracing service, we can track down lost pensions in seconds. So rather than having to write to companies, to write to department, a letter will go in, it'll take a couple of weeks, you'll get something that comes back, it'll be in language you don't understand, you'll learn how to phone them up, you'll be on the phone for 40 minutes just to understand if you have any money with them. Our tracing service can do that in seconds. So we can track down a pot in seconds, tell you who it's with, and then start that process of speaking with the previous provider. And if you want to transfer across, we can manage that for the clients as well. So I think that's what makes us different. The fact that we can track down this pension so much quicker and easier and cut out all the paperwork, cut out the 40 minutes, 1 hour sitting on the phone to companies and just tell you exactly what you've got, when and how to transfer it.
That sounds amazing, actually. So you're getting, you know, you're promoting financial well-being and security and making it a more simplified, enjoyable experience so that people just, you know more about the stuff that they should without having to wait 40 minutes on a call, which I have done as well, sadly, in the past.
I've done it many a time and it's frustrating.
I know. It is. It really is. Are there any other, you know, specific features or tools within the Penny app that resonate most with users and encourage their active involvement in retirement planning?
Yeah, I mean, we find our, I was quite surprised at this when I first started at Penny. We find our users are actually pretty responsive and pretty active, which kind of contradicts in a way, because these are people that have lost track of the pensions. So you might think that they're not going to be that case. But I think that's the kind of light bulb moment once they've tracked down their pensions. They're like, hey, this is my money. I need to do something with it. I'm on board again. And what we've, one of the things that we try and do is keep that dialogue open. So while the transfer's going through, what you'll see with a lot of the incumbents is when you actually initiate a transfer, you're then, a black hole is created for, you know, six, sometimes 2 weeks, sometimes 6 weeks, sometimes a year, where it's just paperwork going back and forth. You don't know what's happening. At every stage of the transfer process, we keep our users informed. So we say, look, we know your pension's with company X, we're going to track it down. And at each point of that journey, we'll keep them engaged. So they know something's happening. They stay engaged, they're going back into the app, they're looking at what's happening, they're looking at the values, they can see where it's being invested. I think that's part of it. Now, what you don't want to do is have someone looking at their pension every single day and making fund switches. So it's a balance of keeping the right type of engagement there. And we do that through, at the moment, we do that through our transfer service. So making sure it's not a black box. So it's kind of like your Amazon delivery of pension transfers in that sense. You know what's happening every step of the way.
Amazon delivery of pension transfers. I love that. And how do you guys support users in making informed decisions about pensions, and especially when considering factors like risk tolerance or investment diversification?
Yeah, so this is a really tricky one. We only have three investment options. So we are there as a simple investment option for people at the moment. So we have cautious, we have a balanced approach. And we do that because that's the type of user that we have at the moment. We know that we don't want to overwhelm them. We want to give them some simple investment options. So we explain things in plain English. We have, through our customer support team, we're there to answer the questions, to guide them in terms of questions they might have about their investment approach, where to invest, what they're invested in. And I think that's just one of the key things to do when you're initially starting out the journey, to make sure that you're there, you're responsive, you're answering the questions. If there's questions about the fund, where it's invested, that you can give them that assurance. Going forward, as we learn more about our users, we will look to expand that investment proposition. And that's something that we're doing a lot at the moment. One of the things that I did when I first started at Penny was just get on the phone and speak to clients. So get an understanding of what they were looking for, what the story is, what the level of understanding is. So what they're looking for from our proposition as well going forward. So we will expand that going forward. At the moment, as I said, we just got three simple investment options that we feel suit our users for the moment.
We look forward to you diversifying further. And, you know, with regards to partnerships, you know, we do see key partnerships happen within the fintech industry in general. So, you know, do you guys partner with, or, you know, incumbent financial institutions, any other players within the ecosystem? And how do these partnerships influence your future strategies and roadmap for innovation in the retirement planning sector?
Yeah, so I think the sort of whole concept of building a company and going to market has changed a lot in the last 5 years, say. So if you're trying to set up a pension company in the past, it'd be quite tricky in terms of the reporting, the administration. So we actually partnered with a company called Key Digital, and they provide all the sort of back end for us. So all the reporting, all the administration, a lot of the compliance side of things, they do that for us, which means we can focus on building the front end, building the proposition, and making sure that that works as slick and creates the best outcomes for our users. So that's something you see more and more these days, where the back end is handled by one company and another company looks at the front end and the proposition to provide the best in class. So we partner with Key Digital, and that works really well. But we also partner in terms of our fund options. So we have the funds that we've selected are with HSBC and Vanguard. So we chose those because they're household names, they're recognized, and they give assurance to our users, you know, that they're a trusted brand and it's a good place for their investment.
Thank you so much, David. It was wonderful speaking with you today. But before I let you go, looking ahead, what are the key aspirations or upcoming features that Penny envisions to enhance its services or redefine retirement planning for its users? Or any other exciting news that we should know about?
Okay, well, I guess I've got to say AI, haven't I? That's the stock answer these days. Yeah, but it's true. We are actually looking at this. There's a lot going on in the regulatory space in terms of the advice guidance boundary that the FCA are looking at. There's lots of ways for us to provide some kind of support and fill this advice gap. I think the advice gap is, depending where you read about it, it's 39, 40 million people and 185 billion pound opportunity for advisors or solutions that can help plug this gap. So whatever the size of the market, there's always been an issue there with that people being able to take that step from guidance to advice. And we think AI will provide a solution for us to do that for our users. And whether that's through some kind of digital assistant, you know, just sort of guiding people along the way and giving them nudges here and there, or whether it is a more sort of robo-advice approach, we're still working that out at the moment, but we certainly see potential there and the ability to do that at scale and at cost and with the technology that's coming to market at the moment to do that with increased accuracy and create better outcomes for our users as well.
Thank you so much for speaking with us today, and more power to you and to your team at Penny.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for simplifying pensions for our users and for me as well. And to our listeners, thank you so much once again for tuning into Coffee with Innovate Finance. Tune in for episodes every Friday on Apple, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. And follow us on Twitter and LinkedIn for more on our events and programs, as well as news on Penny. As always, until next time, take very good care of yourselves.